Hello.
Hey, Shandana.
Hi. Hello. आपको मेरी आवाज आ रही है? Can you hear me, Farah?
I can hear you. आवाज बिल्कुल क्लियर आ रही है. थैंक यू.
And am I shouting?
No, it's a good, steady, strong volume, I think. Yeah.
That was such a well-judged reply. A good, steady, strong volume. You must be a writer or something. Thank you so much for taking my call and talking to me.
No,
I
thank
have
you for
made a
having
note to
me.
myself.
Yeah.
The note to myself was don't say Farah, you
Noted.
have written two books, People Want to
Yeah.
Live and The River, The Town. I just want to start by congratulating you on both of these books. I can't remember the last time I have been so excited to read a book and get that feeling halfway through that this is the real deal. I felt that when I was reading your books, and I'm going to start right at the top, which is basically the cover. People Want to Live is beautiful. How did you get there? Was it easy?
No, first of all, thank you for the very, very kind words. You know how it is when you write a book many some any number of years ago, and then jitna time guzarta jata, you start dissociating yourself from that work a little bit. So to hear this, that the title spoke to you, it just feels really good. So, I went through like a lot of ideas. Should I just call it the name of a story and then and stories karke? But then I purely coincidentally happened to read an article, which was an interview of people who work on suicide hotlines. So they were asked about what their responses are to people who call them, what they feel about their work, and all that. So generally, most of them said to the interviewer that people want to live. So that line stuck in my head. And Baad Mein, later on, when I was thinking of titles for the book, I realized that maybe these people who might know they're on the precipice, or they don't know they're on the precipice, but regardless, they want to live. So that title just, I just chose it for the book, for the first one.
That's very interesting, your choice of word, precipice. Would you say that you feel that all the characters in People Want to Live, which is a collection of short stories, are characters who are facing a challenge of some sort or a cataclysmic event or
Yeah, I mean, and the cataclysmic event could be external or internal. I think a lot of times in the worlds of my characters, there are external things happening, political, weather, but then they react to it in a very personal way, which I don't think, I mean, that's how we all react to things. But writing those characters down, I tend to go into the very microcosmic level of why they're thinking and how they're thinking and what their next reaction will be. So they tend to magnify that event inside their whole system and then base all their future decisions on whatever else is happening outside. I don't think they're very aware of all the elements acting upon them as they go about making their choices. But I think that's like how we are as well, to some degree, I think.
So I was on a sandbank just off Seaview the other day, and there were these little burrows of sand on the sandbank, and some distance from them, tiny holes, and those were the burrows of this particular kind of crab, which lives on Clifton Beach and on those sandbanks. And when I was reading People Want to Live, I felt that your writing, like Alice Munro's writing, did something very interesting with the interiority of the characters. The interiority that you give us comes from a very, very deep place, a place that is inaccessible to the reader once the page is turned. So we are able to read about horrible things happening to people or people enduring horrible events in the way that they do in your book because we are safe, and we're safe because the interiority of the character is so deep. It's like a crab in its shell, and you see it for a flash of a second and then it's gone. Is that a technique that you worked at, or is it just the way that it happens for you when you are dealing with character?
I want to say first, it's really interesting that you said reading it, one feels safe from the, big bad things that are happening around the person. If I mean it, that, I think that's what you meant to say, but I've never thought of it like that. It's very interesting. Now, I wasn't working on this technique on purpose. I think what happens is that when I start writing a draft, as writers, we have so many drafts before we arrive at a voice that fits the voice that's in our head of that person on the page. So the more I draft out a story, I think I just tend to shed the things that I think are external, and I try to get as close as possible to the character, almost to the point that, I'm maybe like in that person's body and I'm looking through their eye sockets, and when they move their hands, it's my skeleton inside. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I mean, as deep into their heads as possible. Maybe, I think maybe it comes from some childhood ambition to be a psychiatrist, which obviously didn't happen, but or to be a mind reader. Yeah, one of those things, be a mind reader when I grow up, which didn't happen either. But I think writing out these people and just trying to figure out what they're going to do next is as close as I could get to that thing.
So you wanted to be a psychiatrist when you grew up?
Yeah, along with an archaeologist and an astronaut. Yeah,
So some
there was
form of
something.
excavation or exploration is has always been your impulse. So actually, and you explained this really well, but I'm still thinking about the crab and the shell. And I actually think that we are formed by our environments. And you said something just now about tuning out other things. So I'm in Karachi right now. You lived in Karachi for some years. Do you feel that your ability to turn down the background noise comes from years spent in an environment where you can put glass between you and what is happening on the other side of it? Because over here we live daily with beauty and horror.
I don't think one can separate where one grows up, separate that from how one writes. In some form or the other, it has to seep in. And specifically about Karachi, where I was, born and raised, spent all my formative years there. And you're right, we coexist with beauty and horror on almost a daily basis. So maybe it's a survival mechanism to partition off things that are out there, are very, very bad, and you can't tune into them all the time. While, being kind of aware that what you're doing is a result of what the thing that you've tuned out. But just because you've tuned it out doesn't mean it's not affecting you anymore. But maybe it's a way of thinking about things, or getting by one decision to the next, one surviving one problem to the next, taking one fall and then getting up and then moving on to the next thing that you got to do. Or yeah, I think it's just a survival technique, maybe putting it
That
a bit
then translated
strategically.
into your writing. I think you and I had a conversation about translation recently. And so while I'm in Karachi, I'm only visiting. I joined a gym. And
Amazing.
the trainer, but she said
That's
that
how you
I,
join the gym.
yeah, she said that you haven't developed, suddenly grown on one side of your body. What's happening is that women store stress in their bodies differently. Or आपकी जहां आपने स्टोर किया हुआ है उसकी वजह से आपका बैलेंस आउट हो गया है बट सो आई सॉर्ट ऑफ थॉट अच्छा व्हाट डज दैट मीन एंड शी सेड द वे द प्रेशर ऑफ द ग्राउंड इज ट्रांसलेटिंग अप योर लेग इज रॉन्ग एंड देन आई हर्ड हर से या एंड देन आई हर्ड हर से टू समबडी एल्स हु वाज ट्राइंग अ डाइट दैट शी हैड गिवन हर के हाँ यू कीप ईटिंग ब्रोकली इट्स ट्रांसलेटिंग वेल ऑन योर बॉडी And I
Translating.
thought this is so this is the thing with Karachi that it's such fertile ground. It's such a cacophony of sound and story, and going back to that word again, character, that one is spoiled for choice. And what was remarkable about people want to live, apart from everything else, was how you chose the selection of characters. So how I can imagine you've written a lot of short stories, or did you just start writing at this level of mastery, in which case, please, I'm going to stop this call and go and throw myself out of the window, and then you can write people wanted to live, except Shandana in brackets, but go on.
And I have always been writing. Chahe wo kaam mukammal hua ya na hua. One of those cliched answers that I've been writing since when I was a kid, which is true. I think when I was very, very small, maybe 5 or something, I made a book, pen and crayons, and I stapled it together, and I totally envisioned it on bookshelves. And when I, went to a bookshelf, I'm like, okay, nothing there looks like what I produced, so I'm gonna put it on my own bookshelf maybe. So in some way or the other, I've always been writing. It's just been a way to understand, process, translate, maybe now that we are using that word, it fits so well. Translate into my own system whatever I see happening, observing, usko pura digest karna. Writing has been the only way to do it for me. So,
I'm very happy to hear you say that. Sorry, I cut you off. Khatam kare aap baat.
no.
Nahi,
So yeah,
aap.
just that I've been writing, and this particular book was a result of me pushing myself to finish something finally, instead of just saying I will finish a story. I have written for many, many years, but never to the intent of making a book out of it.
And were there stories that you wanted to include but didn't?
There might, yeah, definitely, which didn't fit so well with the theme, even though I wasn't working toward a theme. When I started writing these stories, it wasn't with the aim of a book. It was with the aim of finishing a few short stories. And then somewhere down the path, I thought, let's see if they make a book. And by that time, I had enough stories to make a book, whatever that criteria is. And I had to let go of a few, which didn't fit this so well. I realize that generally I write from a Karachi sensibility. I think that's the best way I can put it, because I don't want to say they're based in Karachi, but I think Karachi is there where I was born and raised. I it's you know it's like a second skin almost internally. So I had to let go of the stories that weren't saying that to my head very loudly, that they're from Karachi.
I completely understand what you mean. Just yesterday, I used the word Karachi core. And
That's
I came up with the
perfect.
word Karachi core because I was at a traffic light and a clown came up to my window. And I thought, ab hum is moor pe pahunch gaye hain ki banda traffic light pe khada hai aur there is a clown banging on my window. Send in the clowns. They've literally sent in the clowns. So it's, and I thought this is Karachi core. And I feel that way also about my own writing. But something really strange happened to me on this trip back to Karachi. So I left here 5 years ago. I mean, as I was saying to somebody the other day, I only gave up in my 40s and left. And this is the first time that I've come back that I am in love with Karachi again.
Oh wow. Yeah,
I
that
love everything
happens.
about it. Yeah, I came out of, I was singing and dancing in the waiting lounge at the airport. I was so happy throughout. I'm still happy. I feel everything is beautiful and broken.
Yeah,
And
absolutely. I
I
think
don't
that's
know
what
if,
Karachi does to you. This and it, again, it sounds like Gisi Piti line, but there is, maybe it comes from having grown up there, I don't know, but you do see the brokenness part of it all. You love it. I mean, you don't want the broken bits to stay broken, obviously, but it's just somehow in some part of it will always never be perfect. And also yes, to the part about falling out of love with Karachi for some moment, but not knowing, it's more like a kuti ka case, like, okay, I'm not speaking to you for a while, but I'm gonna come back to you.
Well said.
Yeah, so phir se dosti ho jati hai with the shehar, and maybe it comes from having lived away from it. It's just such a weird
Yeah.
relationship.
Living away from it long enough to heal. And then,
Yeah,
getting back
absolutely.
into the ring and getting another chamath, which I haven't got yet. I'm still all bouncy and happy and I love everything. And my friends really want to slap me very hard and say, "Tumhe
Chamath
kya ho gaya?" First full overseas Pakistani ban gayi ho. Allah na kare, that hasn't happened to me yet, I hope. But it is, yeah, I think I've just had some distance from it, and I've begun to see the ways in which it has shaped me as a writer as well as a person. And I really think that might be why I responded so strongly to your work. I mean, ye nahi hai ki maine
Yeah.
pichle 5 saal mein sirf do kitabein padhi hain Farah, but ye it is true that aapki kitabein padh ke mujhe bahut ज्यादा खुशी हुई, एंड आई रियली विसरली रिस्पॉन्डेड टू इट. एंड आई थिंक इट इज बिकॉज देर इज एन एलिमेंट ऑफ कराची कोर दैट आई हियर ऑन अ फ्रीक्वेंसी एज अ फेलो कराचीआइट दैट But I guess since other people all over the world are saying you're fantastic, it's not Karachi core, and it's just a kind of Karachi exceptionalism. Oh no, I did a Karachi thing and
Perhaps,
talked
yeah. I
myself
don't know
out
who else
of.
is saying. I don't know who else is saying it's fantastic, but someone did ask me, so is it book based out of Karachi or something like that? And I just said in my head, yeah. And I maintain that because in my head, if I name a wall or a building or something, it's like some internal map in my head based on, Jobia, childhood or memories or whatever, how something is relevant to me. It might make its way into a story, but that is like a private little knowledge shared by people who clearly understand Karachi on that level, on the Karachi level as yourself. So there is maybe a certain vibe to the people in the stories about how they're processing whatever Karachi-ness is happening around them while living their very own individual personal lives. You're not, when you're living there, you're not always thinking, oh, I'm in Karachi, oh, I'm in Karachi. You're just there. So maybe some elements of that crept into the work and
I
spoke to
think the
you.
title says it all. People want to live.
Yeah, that too.
It's that simple. People want to live, and there's not one second here where you don't realize that people want to live. But I can clearly hear your love for Karachi, and which leads me to my next question. If you love Karachi so much, why have you stripped it from the river, the town? Bataye zara, samjhaye mujhe. Because, nee, sorry, that was a trick question.
I think I hear my cat calling me. Excuse me.
So in the river, the town, which is your novel, your first novel, many congratulations. It'll be the first of many. And there is the river and there is the town. There's also the idea of a city in there. But let's start with the easy thing again. Let's start with the title, the river, the town. Again, I have to congratulate you on that title. Your approach to language is so, even that comma in there is doing so much work. And your sentences, your paragraphs, your word choices, they all have that ease. It's effortless. Perfect balance. Bees mein se chota sa comma baitha hua hai, but it's doing so much
Well,
guessing.
this wasn't the original title that I'd worked with for
Yeah,
all the years
what?
with the book. Yeah. This was the result of a lot of brainstorming between me, among me, my agent, and my publisher, and we had put aside my original title. And we had said, let's try something else. And so, over many quick back and forth emails, where it was just, how about this or how about that? So I proposed this ultimately, and everyone agreed with the river, the town. But I do want to mention the original title that I still have a very big soft spot for in my heart, and I wanted to call it Wants and Needs. So nothing geographical at all about that. But again, very, in sound level, wants and needs. But ultimately, I moved to this very different kind of title, the different town. But maybe the comma is doing that kind of work, like the pause, like, okay, these are two places or things, but what did they imply? I don't know. Something like
That
that.
is very interesting. Wants and needs, I think, is great. It's like drawing an outline or a map and saying, this is what I want to do. Intentionality meri kya hai ye hai, that this is the tension between the two things. But
I
I'm with
mean,
your
I wouldn't have settled for
agent
the
and
river.
publisher on this.
I wouldn't have gone for this title if I hadn't liked it. So, but I want and needs keep it together, man.
Nee,
So
wants and the river, the town is about wants and needs.
exactly.
It is about wants and needs, very much so. In fact, I was going to ask you how you felt about it being marketed as climate fiction, but I think wo baat ki baat hai, because we should start again with character. This is also a story about character. And the easiest way into a character can be a name, and your protagonist, one of your protagonists, is Badal. And there are other names which are heavily, what's the word? Water rich. Ek Meher bhi hai, Aab hai, Badal hai, pregnant with clouds. So, yeah, what is up with the water thing?
Simply put, it was something that I was fixated on from pretty much the start, that there
Why?
will be a generation of people growing up in this place where the parents would do the extra effort of naming them names that, heavily mean something really good for their potential future protection, all that. And this is simply from the reason that जब हम लोगों को नाम देते हैं, we do go into a lot of analysis of what it means, and it should be a good name, अच्छी चीजें होनी चाहिए, good associations with that name. So based on the parents of those children's, based on those parents' history themselves with water and with dealing with lack, I think on a recurrent basis, they just wanted to name their own children something to try to make some ease in their lives, almost like a talisman, maybe. Yeah.
I want to run something by you. Feel free to tell me I'm talking nonsense. I frequently do. Water in your book, and I think this is why it's also being read as climate fiction. There is water scarcity is central to it, but I did not read it as literal water. I read it as memory. There's a Karachi-based artist called Aisha Qureshi whose work is absolutely brilliant. And in her last exhibition, which was just on at Coyle Gallery, it was called Temporary Home Scars, Temporary Shadows. There's a diptych titled Memory of Water.
Right.
And she feels that water is memory. And reading your book, I actually read the water as metaphorical for memory. And for me, what the book was about was memory.
Oh, that's a remarkably amazing reading. And yes, I, just say completely right off the bat, and I wasn't making it climate fiction. It wasn't my intention at all that this was going to be a book that tells us how to behave with the climate or what it's doing to us, or it wasn't a let's sit up and take notice. It's again always, always, always going to be about people. And again, the fact of the river was a background thing, and that it was so closely connected to their lives in whatever manner. Yeah, then it has to be a carrier of memories or of plans, even, or of some connection to it. Maybe in a kind of the way that when we are in Karachi, we are somewhere in the back of the head, we're aware that there is the sea, at the edge of the city. So, I mean, we're not always next to it, but that fact, or at least to me, that fact stays in my head. I'm very aware of it. And I don't know how, again, it translates into things because हमें बहुत कम चीजें पता है. We know so little about ourselves, but maybe in that sense, the river in that place in the book did that job of carrying things for the people, memories and hopes or plans, or even as it changed shape, as it shrank. So yeah.
And in Karachi, it's under us all the time. So much of the out of the suburbs of Karachi now facing are built on reclaimed land, which is a disaster waiting to happen, and it
Yeah.
will happen. But in the river, the town, there's even a scene where the parent of a grieving parent goes to school and is handed his son's half-empty water bottle,
Yeah, I
or
remember that.
pirulpita, and I wasn't consciously thinking this when I was reading the book that water is memory, but then I saw Aisha's work and I thought, ah, okay. And memory is also disputed and fought over,
Yeah,
which is,
as all memory is,
yes.
yeah.
And the harshest, most ruthless battleground for that fight over memory is in the family. And I have
Oh,
absolutely
that's
no
amazing.
issue with people saying climate fiction. I think if anything, to get your book in more people's hands. So absolutely. It can be clitfic, it can be climate fiction, it can be dickfic, call it whatever you want to call it. But aap padhe sab. But yeah,
Yeah.
so water and memory and family and class.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all those things, they're all tied up. I mean, again, we it's one of the climate and all that is one of those things now more and more that we cannot ignore. Rising temperatures, like especially in Karachi, the lack of water, the lack of easy access to water, with the water mafia and all those things. So those are daily hassles in the heads of people. They can't move away from that, but they're so in the middle of those battles that they're not thinking Oh, you know, har ek paas itni gunjaish nahi hai sochne ki that, oh, climate change or blah, blah, blah. Most of the people there are just like, we have to get through, you know, from one meal to the next or one day to the next job, one job to the next job, etc. So, but all the while, the reasons are that the lack of water, greed, all those things.
I want to
What?
ask you about the role of music in your life, Farah, because it seems to me that you have this tremendous musicality in your writing.
Oh,
Do you
interesting.
listen to a lot of music?
I do, yeah, I do. At times I would listen to it when I'm writing something to get the sort of like to align my head with the tone that I want the writer to have. And I'll, you know, there's some a piece of music that works to help me get into that flow. Jumbly words, but I think I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but I'm sure you get what
I
I'm
do.
saying.
I get what you're saying because I also have a playlist. It's called Shanana Cleaning. And I listen to that playlist when I'm cleaning. And I know that
Love
some
that.
writers have playlists for different books. I haven't done that. So, did you have playlists for both your books? And what was the difference between them? And how did you select them? Was there, did you make a playlist? And if a song felt wrong, did you drop it or did you stick to it?
Oh, well, yeah, if a song felt wrong, even if I've had it on the list for a year of drafting the novel or book, I would drop it.
Oh my
For
God,
the
that's so
first
ruthless, Farah. That's why you're such a, you have such a starkness of prose because you're ruthless.
I'm like, you're not working for him and you're goodbye. You know, remove
Huh?
like,
Yeah.
yeah. For the first one, I think I was just listening to Radiohead albums over and over the entire
Hushy.
you know, audio work. And Pink Floyd. It's always Pink Floyd. For the second one, I did have a playlist to get into different kinds of moods for the different kinds of characters. And I mean, I'm just gonna say, way back, I had a friend who said I'm Grandma Moses because of what I listened to. So
What?
he was a good friend.
Okay.
But so generally it's not brand new stuff, it's just the same stuff that I listen to, but you know, ski in different playlists or in different requirements at the end. So they get shifted around as per the book.
So you basically you don't want to tell us what was on your playlist for the river, the town, I
Oh, for
think
the
is what you're
second
saying.
one.
That yeah.
No, it was so long. There was definitely some Pink Floyd. But to me, Pink Floyd is so Aleda that I can listen to them entirely as well without putting them on a playlist. There's all levels of this in my head, okay, Shandana? A
Yeah,
lot of
no, but why
categories.
Pink Floyd? Why
Best
Pink
friend,
Floyd?
best friend, huh?
Why Pink Floyd specifically? I mean, Radiohead, I get. Radiohead, I totally get.
Yeah.
And I love Radiohead. I was listening to This Is Thom Yorke all the way here, and it's still the only thing on my phone for this trip, so I understand. But
Oh,
Pink Floyd
amazing.
ka kya?
Yeah,
Kyun.
Pink Floyd, they were just really weird when I'd first heard them, way back when I was in grade 7, I think.
In
I think I
Karachi.
heard Heart Mother. No, I was in Syria,
Then?
Damascus. My dad was
Oh,
posted there.
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, between 93, 96. So I was listening to Adam Heart Mother, I think that's one of their early albums, or A Saucer Full of Secrets or something. And it was just so weird. And that weirdness kept staying in my head, you know, along with the, oh, I love Nirvana, which I still do because of however Cobain sounded, but their sound, I just loved it. I love their electronic elements and how weird it can get, and I especially love their voices, Roger Waters and David Gilmour. They have beautiful voices, which is Thom Yorke also has a beautiful voice, you know, like Sukut Bari Ki Awaaz. And all that stuff that they're singing is kind of at
So I
odds with
find,
the.
yeah, no, go on.
Yeah, no, that's it.
No, I was going to say, sorry, I have a very bad habit of interrupting. And I basically wanted to say that, are you talking about a hermetically sealed sound? Because that's the sound that Thom Yorke has for me. I feel that when I'm listening to Radiohead or his work, it's a sealed room in the way that your books are sealed environments. And even with Pink Floyd, I remember listening to them when I was a teenager, and there was a sense of being in a diff removed from my the environment that I was temporarily in and to another environment that was existing simultaneously.
Absolutely. Yep, that's exactly 100% it with the Pink Floyd. It transports me somewhere else. Even if it's their very, that their album The Wall, which
Yeah.
is very grounded in the reality of war, it was written for the point of view of look what it does to people. But even the sounds in those songs, to me, they just take me away from literally this place to another place in my head. But also, as I was listening, was that when I was working on this novel, I started listening to Joy Division, and I
Okay.
remember completely stopping what I'm doing and being completely knocked over by Ian Curtis's voice. Again, there's a lot to do with how they sound and what he was singing, and so that became an integral part of what I was integral part. Sounds so funny. Of my playlist, basically. Yeah, it joined the playlist. It joined the ranks of my playlist
Fantastic. So
on
it's
that.
interesting because all of these musicians, these bands have that element of transporting you elsewhere. And even in the river, the town, you chose to remove the specificity of location.
Yeah, that's an interesting connection there. Very cool.
Yeah, did you know that you were doing that, or was it just
No, not at
something?
all.
So I'm a big believer in we write to explain ourselves to ourselves. Would
Yeah,
you agree
absolutely.
with that or disagree with that?
No, I agree with that so completely. We don't know anything, So the writers, we as writers, we feel compelled to do that to kind of make sense of things, to understand whatever, and not only to understand ourselves, but everything, humans and world and choices and the good, the bad. Why does the bad have to follow the good? All those things. So we write to understand. Yep.
Yeah, क्या हो रहा है, क्यों हो रहा है, इनके साथ क्यों हो रहा है, माइट जस्ट
बिल्कुल.
बी मेरे साथ क्यों हो रहा है. एंड दिस गोज बैक टू द आइडिया ऑफ कैरेक्टर. डू यू थिंक कैरेक्टर इज रियल? आई थिंक आई हैव गॉन ऑफ वंस और ट्वाइस टू यू अबाउट माई इन्फैटुएशन विद रेचल कास्क, विच लास्टेड अ कपल ऑफ इयर्स, सम इयर्स अगो. एंड वन ऑफ द थिंग्स शी सेड वॉज कैरेक्टर इज इन रियल, एंड वॉट वी अंडरस्टैंड इज कैरेक्टर इज सिंपली विजिबल फ्लॉ.
Oh,
Otherwise, we
wow.
wouldn't be able to distinguish one thing from another.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
Do you think
mean,
about character that way?
well, now that you've said visible flaw, it just fits so perfectly, doesn't it? I mean, when we describe these people, or not describe these people, but when we show by way of their actions or moods, we are talking about them as a bundle of flaws. Small flaws, big flaws, unintentional flaws.
Yeah.
So maybe that is what character is after all. So I've maybe that's the closest I can agree with what a definition of character is. Because when we say, oh, a character is, like in a textbook way, describe the hair, describe the habits, all those
हाँ,
things. To me,
कैरेक्टर
a character.
स्केच हमें देते थे स्कूल में, राइट? अ कैरेक्टर स्केच एंड इंक्लूड
Exactly.
एविडेंस टू सपोर्ट योर आंसर. व्हाट?
Yeah. Which now it's definitely that's not all that character is. That's not the essence of this person you're trying to figure out on the page, or trying to see where they go next. So yeah, they're just like this outline full of problems and flaws and some hopes, bechare log, and then they just, stumble from page to page. और फिर उनको आखिर में आप एज पे खड़ा कर देते हैं आपके, है ना? दैट्स
You know, we've already spoken for 35 or so minutes. और अगर बाकी ये
अमेजिंग.
मैं ट्रंक कॉल बुक करती जैसे हमारे जमाने में होता था, दिस इज अ क्लू फॉर हाउ ओल्ड
एंड
आई रिमेम्बर ट्रंक
क्लू टू
कॉल्स.
हाउ आई एम, बिकॉज आई टोटली गेट इट, डाउन टू द शाफिंग डाउन द पॉकेट.
आप, मेरे पास 1 मिनट है, आप मुझे जल्दी से बताएं कि अगर इफ यू आर हैविंग एन इफ्तार पार्टी बिकॉज इट्स रमजान राइट नाउ, Who are the writers that you would invite? Would you invite a writer to an iftar party? That was my first question.
That's
Would you
such a
do
weird question. Would
it?
I invite writers to an iftar party? No, because I'm not very talkative at that point. I just want to get on with my coffee. Maybe
Yeah,
after,
exactly.
हमने इफ्तार कर
Huh.
लिया है, हमने कॉफी पी ली है, now let's get together. Yeah, I mean, if I do call them over, I would expect them to sit morosely or quietly as well.
In the
Thode
corner.
der
Yeah.
Yeah, family by chance, okay, don't have to be in the corner. Then if I'm not carrying the burden in my head of here's a capital W writer sitting at my table, who I'm immediately assuming is someone of great renown or Jobia. But
Huh.
then you though must examine the why I would imagine it like that. Then I would imagine that would be a burdensome if not for some reason. But if it's a friend who happens to be a writer, the perception of that, it's all good. Yeah, you can ask about childhood and vice versa. I'll ask you as well.
In between the जलेबीज. अच्छा ठीक है फिर मैं
Okay.
जा रही हूँ.
ठीक है
मैं
दर.
हाँ मैं आई एम गोइंग टू पुट कोफाई बट थैंक यू सो मच फॉर टॉकिंग टू मी.
Loved talking to Shanana.